All right, before we turn it over to Brother Stephen Orell, our youth leader, we just want to tell you that, as you all heard, we had a very, very good and competitive bake-off today. A lot of great things took place today and between yesterday and today. And we're getting some text messages right now already. People, this competition is fierce, everybody. It's bringing out the best and the worst out of us. But we got to tell you, we had some excellent desserts. We had some excellent team building. And I just finished talking with Brother Stephen Orell. This is what I want to say before we go into these details, everyone. I feel like this has really began to build some unity, not just among the youth, but with the leadership and with the rest of the church. And even myself, I'm going to say this, when I was working with Stephen Orell and the time that it took to get all this organized in the last 15 minutes and getting our youth, I was very concerned to make sure that everyone that needed to speak tonight gets on the line, because I am feeling this tight-knit unity and concern and care for our youth group. I want everyone that has a voice to speak tonight. And so with that said, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Brother Stephen Orell, who has developed a great burden for his youth as well. Brother Stephen Orell, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. Brother Vic, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
All right. Yes, we had a great time today with our youth dessert bake-off challenge, dessert challenge, and this has been our third week going on with our unity challenge and unity team building week. And through all of this, we have make sure we're emphasizing our teamwork and team building. And yeah, it's getting a little competitive. That's good, but we want to focus on working together, and more specifically working together with people and young people that they haven't necessarily worked with before. And we want some walls to break down within our youth group and to get outside, you know, comfort zones, talk to people we haven't talked to before. And it is absolutely amazing. If you were there today, you saw the desserts. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely blew me away. Seeing the desserts and the creativity, the presentation, the taste, the work that every team leader,
yes.
Thank you for every team
yes.
leader that for going through. These team leaders are picking up the team members. They're calling them. They're texting them. They're talking to the parents. Thank you to every team leader for all of your effort. I can't say enough. I can't say enough at all to all of them, Courtney, Tony, Jacob, Sterlina, Israel, thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your hard work. It does not go unnoticed. We appreciate it for everything you're doing. Last week we did the cardboard box race, and church, you were there, you saw it.
Yes.
But without further ado, we do want to recognize our winners tonight, and we have them on the line. We just went over all of the categories, and this winner not only won the combined total categories, but they won every category. And it was close. It was a combined total. I believe we had 11 judges. Each category was 10 points. Three categories, that's 30 points per judge, that's 330 points total possible. And this person got 271, I believe. And every one from first, second, third, fourth, and fifth place, it was by a hair. It was like literally points out of 331 points. So they won literally by just points. And everyone did absolutely amazing. Brother Israel made ice cream. It was a Toro ice cream, homemade vanilla ice cream. And Brother Xavier made the Olympia Filipino dish dessert. Had bananas in it. It was absolutely amazing.
Delicious.
Sister Alina made a Hungarian coffee cake with coffee. Not only coffee, but served in Sister Roseberry's China tea ware. And it was absolutely amazing. Sister Courtney had a on-fire chocolate cake, and she made cake pops as well on the side. And it was absolutely amazing. Great presentation. And Brother Tony made – what was it? Brother Tony, are you on the line? What did you call your dessert?
Brother Tony, it's a cocoa mesillo.
Coco Masu. And very good. Absolutely amazing. The coconut flakes on there. And the Jacob Roseberry made this angel food cake with berries in it. Absolutely amazing. Great job. Presentation was good. Had them in these jars. On top of the jars, they had their logo, Heroes of Ages, and they had their little shield on top. That didn't go unnoticed. I saw that. Okay, so now that we gave you the team leaders, team members, and what they made, it's time to announce our winners. If you got the little hint, we asked for the Tony to go on the line. So without further ado, Brother Tony's team won the Five United. Congratulations, Brother Tony, for not only winning the overall, but in every category after 11 judges. That's a lot of judges. We really wanted to make this fair. So 11 judges overall found out that Tony, you won in all categories. Presentation, the way they presented to it. Church, you should have seen the way that each team presented. It was absolutely amazing. Brother Tony's team, Brother Arturo, had a bow tie and dress shirt on. Sister Haley had a bouquet of flowers that she presented to each lady judge that was there. Very good, absolutely amazing. Brother Tony, congratulations. You can go first tonight. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
All right. Well, the Five United, we will humbly accept this championship for today. So thank you. My team, okay, first, I love all of our youth. But my team is Gabriella, Haley, Arturo, Samuel. These are great young people. They're fun to work with, and they each have different talents that I was never aware of. But also, they have some wisdom. So we were baking our cake, and one of the people on the team, they said, we're putting our cake ingredients together. They said, pray over the oil, and kind of jokingly, right? And I laughed for a second, and I said, why not? Let's pray over the oil. So I prayed over that oil. We put that cake together, and today when the judges were eating it, I just saw them scarfing it down. They're finishing the whole cup that we gave them with all the cake. And, you know, Jesus was just finishing the works. It was good. We prayed over it, and it worked out. So prayer worked. So I'm thankful for our young people. It's been really fun. And our young people all together, they're great to be around. So I really enjoy it. But again, we're going to accept this championship, and we'll see what happens next week.
All right. Thank you, Brother Tony. We appreciate you going out. Sorry, Brother Vic, did you want to say something?
No. Go ahead.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Tony, for those words. And we have Brother Samuel on the line. Go ahead, Brother Samuel.
Well, first, I want to say thank you to the O'Reilles and Brother Sean for putting this event together. And it's been really fun these last 3 weeks or so. And also fun working with other young people that I don't usually talk to. And it's been interesting and fun experience doing a baking contest, especially because I've never baked anything before, and it's been interesting to find out how much everyone in our YouTube knows about baking that we didn't know before. And I can't wait for the escape room next week to see the how fast it takes our youth group to do the escape room in under an hour. So, yeah, it's been really fun working with other young people that I haven't been talking to recently, and it's been an interesting experience. And I just want to thank DRL and Sean for all they've been doing the last couple of weeks. So, that's all I have, Brother Steven.
All right. Thank you, Brother Samuel. Thank you for those words. And Brother Arturo Lavanat, he was in his dress shirt, and he was enthusiastic with about the presentation, and it showed and it went through. Brother Arturo, go ahead.
Thank you, Stephen. This was fun. It was a fun event. We got to work with people that they think we don't know very well, so it was interesting. We weren't necessarily the most productive group. We don't have not very efficient with our time management, but we were successful this week and we had fun, and that's what really mattered. So although you know we got the victory, we came together and we had fun as a youth group, and we got a little closer. So I think that was the whole goal to begin with. So it's been good so far, and I'm looking forward to the last week too.
All right, thank you, Brother Arturo. And he came on the team. He was out of town, the first one, but he came on the team the second week, and I've seen his enthusiasm with the helping with the team. And thank you, Arturo, for joining. We appreciate you guys. All right, next we have up Sister Gabriella. You're on the line. Go ahead. Gabriella, you're up. Go ahead if you're on the line.
Sorry. These past few weeks, I've really enjoyed what the youth has been doing, and I think that it's amazing how each one of us is getting closer and we're learning to be united with each other. All the activities have been very fun, and I enjoyed them a lot. I've gotten to know people better, and I feel like this is really bringing us together, and I want to say thank you to our youth leaders and pastors at Cork.
All right. Thank you, Gabriella. We appreciate you guys and the Martinez family. Thank you for those words. Amen. We have one more. We have the flower bouquet. Sister Haley got the flowers. And thank you for bringing those flowers to all of the girl judges. Sister Haley, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Church. I want to start by thanking the pastor and the pastor's wives and the Orels and Brother Sean and just anyone that's helped during this time with all the youth events, because it's been really fun, and it's really all of their effort has been shown through all of this. Like everything that they were trying to do and all the effort they put in really, really did work, because through this I've gotten a lot closer, and I know a lot of other people have gotten closer to people that didn't really know before. So I just thank you for everything, and it was really fun.
All right. Thank you, Sister Haley. And we know last week her brother came on, little Miguel. So we got the brother and the sister on the devotional call. And so far, we've had a different team win a contest every week. So next week is going to be our final competition. We are going to combine all of the points, so it can be anyone's game. And next week we are doing the escape room. And as a side note to that, myself, Sister Vanessa, Brother Sean, Sister Jeannie, and Pastor and Sister Clark, we did the escape room last night. That's all of the youth are going to be doing next week. And it was very good, absolutely amazing. I won't tell you the room name just in case, but it was very good. We barely made it at 57 minutes. You only have an hour to do it, but we escaped the room. We did all the clues, and it was very fun. So now we have some reference to when all the youth do it, we can know what they did. So we're looking forward to next week. Please, all of the youth, turn in your money tomorrow if possible, $28. We reserved the room, and we are looking forward to this competition. We're looking forward to what's coming out of it, and just listening again tonight, hearing the young people. We are excited, and I was talking to Pastor Clark about it today, and he's like, "Hey, let's continue these teams and use this to build as a foundation. We can do outreach teams, we can do Bible study teams. So this is the beginning of something good that's going to happen with our young people. And we're going to continue this unity that we're feeling. Amen. God bless you, church. Brother Vic.
All
All right. And once again, thank you, Brother Stephen Orell. Thank you to all the youth and everyone that participated in this Bake Off. As Brother Stephen Orell was talking, I just got a flashback of all the great things that we saw today, that we tasted today, and some of the presentation. I got to say this. You know, we had some of our young men wearing bow ties, you know, as they're serving the desserts today. Great presentation. We had actually some competitors serving coffee with their desserts. Some of the desserts were 100% made from scratch. We had handmade ice cream. I mean, you're going to have to find out. I'm not going to say names, but you can ask around tomorrow and find out who did what. And one thing Brother Stephen Orell told me before we started tonight was these scores were so close that some of these teams were actually off by 1 point, in some cases less than 1 point average difference when the final tallies came in. So that's how close this was. It was that good, church. All right. With that said, we want to remind everybody to join us for our outdoor service tomorrow morning, 9:30 a.m. prayer, 10 a.m. service. We want to see everybody there. And with that said, have a great evening in the name of Jesus. Amen.